Lower your expectations. Season 3, it's a hockey podcast with Lance, Coach, and Randall.
Hello and welcome to the Youth Hockey Podcast, Season 3, Episode 36. Interesting fact about 36, the first number is exactly half of the second number. Anyone think that's interesting?
Interesting.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Lance. I was really glad that we got that in because I found it fascinating. But luckily, I'm going to move past it. I want to say that I really thank the listeners for keeping up with us. I know it's off season. I can't imagine that any of you are engaged in youth hockey as much as you were during the season when your kids were triumphing and doing all the wonderful stuff on the ice. But I do think it's important in the off season to occasionally visit topics that are not as immediately vital as it is in the season. And so, we kind of throw out some things in the off season that are a little bit tangential, but I do hope that it makes the experience of youth hockey better for everyone who listens to the show. And with that, I will give it over to Lance Alexander, who has what I consider to be one of the topics that is going to make me disagree with him, but I'm gonna leave it to you to explain it, and maybe you'll convince. Maybe the force of your convictions will convince me. Go ahead, Lance.
I had this great topic all lined up that I know you were excited about, but then I thought let's divert to something that's even more important. Let's talk about snacks. Randy?
Yeah, I was thinking it, but I didn't even bring it up.
Randy's muting himself. I think Randy just exited out of the building. But anyway, my topic for today is I was watching like a mini mic game going on the other day, and the parents were just so beaten up on this referee. You know, I started thinking, especially geared towards the youth hockey level, are parents just taking this way too seriously and being too hard on the refs? And one of the things that came up during this thought process is there was a ref and he was training someone, you know, and the parents were just horrible to this trainee. And the ref came over to the coaches and said, look, you know, how would you feel if your kid who's trying to learn how to play hockey was treated that way, and every time he made a mistake or every time he did something, people just were just all over him, screaming at him, insulting him. He's like, you know, shouldn't the refs have an opportunity to develop and get better at these young ages just like the kids are? You know, let's just go out and have fun. And you know, and it resonated with me because I'm like, you know what, he's right. You know, I mean, you got to learn.
I really want to hear somewhere what Randy has to say.
This. Yes, Randy completely disagrees with everything. At the 8-year-old game, Randy wants you throwing bottles at him and beer and.
Well, I don't think he.
I know, I'm just kidding. But is Randy going to speak? I don't think Randy's there. I think Randy went out for a cup of coffee.
Maybe. Well, so, let me. I'll try and represent one of the things I think Randy might say, which one is his. Wouldn't it be great if like every job was like this, where you got paid to do something and do it really poorly and go out and be terrible at it and expect that nobody's going to react negatively. Like, you go down to get your job and you're working on the, Starbucks and the person orders a latte and you give them a iced tea. Like that,
maybe we should. What do you think? If they have, maybe they should have referee interns. You know, like at my job, we have interns, and you know, to be right. honest, they don't know a whole lot. That's for sure. And
well, don't they kind of do this? I mean, isn't this kind of what they're doing anyway? Like what you saw was that
right in that particular case. And I'll tell you, Coach, I'd never seen this actually before. Just there was a tape someone sent me. And there were two referees, and the third referee had like a green stripe instead of like the normal orange stripe. And I guess mm-hmm. it was supposed to indicate to like the world that he was a referee
ref in training.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I thought that was interesting because I'm like, you know what? They're kind of right. I mean, I can't imagine anyone who's never done it before putting on a pair of skates and getting out there and being great at it, you know?
No, reffing is really difficult. And look, you're on to something, because I would say across the board, the more you see about this, the more you realize it's a crisis. People do not want to be referees. And there's something just
but
intrinsic.
Isn't there a reason that people don't want to be referees, Coach?
Yeah, there absolutely is a reason.
Well, because you beat up.
It's because people our whole society has become very antagonistic to anyone that's in this position of supposedly being an unbiased bystander.
Would you say that we're rules averse, Coach?
I don't know if that's it, but I did want to bring up. Did you guys, either of you, read Liar's Poker? The book Liar's Poker. It was a big bestseller.
I try not to read very much. It really gets in the way of my TikToking.
Yeah, well, I can tell you, people, don't be taken in. That's untrue. This is a well-read person that just made that statement. How dare you, sir, pretend that you don't realize.
I apologize.
It was a huge bestseller. The guy that wrote it, Michael Lewis, has written a bunch of bestsellers. And, you know, that Liar's Poker I guess I could summarize. It's about being on Wall Street back in like in the 1980s when it was kind of crazy there. And he kind of talks about all the, people that are running these banks that and in some ways it sort of predicted things that would happen subsequently because of the way that people behave there. But anyway, since then, he has written other books, and he also did a podcast. And I wonder if either of you guys have heard this podcast, but this is the topic of his podcast is refereeing. Now, there was one thing that was interesting in there is that I think I've mentioned this before, that there's they studied this in the NBA, that they found that there was a sort of unacknowledged bias that referees had to try and help the underdog team or the team that was behind. But once they brought this up to the refs, the bias went away. They stopped doing it. It was like a thing that once they pointed out to them that they were doing this, it doesn't happen anymore. But it's fascinating, the psychology behind it, that would exist. But when you listen to a bunch of
them, I can see that though, Coach. Can't you? I mean, haven't you ever like watched a team getting beat upon and you're like, okay, just call a penalty on the other team so the other team can like take a friggin' a breather or something. You know, they're down they're down 7-1. Give them a chance.
I mean, the NHL playoffs are going on right now, and I find myself, you know, whatever's going on, if there's an underdog, I just
interesting
naturally
how
like,
Jason,
hey, I'd like to see the underdog.
Yeah, interesting how Jason Yee immediately chose the Avalanche as his team to coach. Wasn't that a really interesting part of
he loves the underdog.
He really no, I think he really can see, he spots talent really fast. I just want to bring that up. It's very interesting that he chose that.
Yeah, well, no underdogs there, but defending Stanley Cup champions.
And for a reason. The fact that you cut him a big, large check, it had nothing to do with it either, right?
Right.
Oh, so. Like I have a big, large check.
But
you have a check. It's just not worth maybe much.
Well, wow, Lance, you are just raking me over the coals, both of you. Okay, let's not compare bank accounts. Let's simply get back to what David.
Yeah,
was
let me let me just recommend the podcast. I don't remember the name of it, but all the episodes are about this topic of fairness and people that are put in the position of having to be arbiters of fair play and what they're being subjected to, and they're being subjected to. They're under attack, and this is the point that he's making in the podcast. And he has all sorts of facts
they're
and
not
figures.
Under
and things.
Attack, we use no, these they are. Word. No, they're not.
They're under attack.
No, under attack means that you have encircled the city, you are bombing it continuously, and you are shooting into the populace.
Okay,
that's under attack.
Under attack is if you were in a profession where all you're getting, like, look, what's happening in every NHL playoff game? At some point in the game, the home team crowd gets angry, and what do? What happens? It's universal.
They buy a beer and some nachos.
They do that, and what else?
They have their famous chant. Come on,
what, exactly? What's the chant that they're doing? It's universally accepted now as being good, as being something that's good to do when you're at a hockey game.
And it's every sport.
You suck. Ref, you suck.
That's not under attack. By the way, if everybody that was told that they sucked in high school felt like they were under attack, we would have so many divisions. You'd have to have a foxhole in every hallway.
Well, those guys are willing to do it because they're getting paid a good amount of money. Professional referees are being well compensated, but for youth sports, they are not.
And have you ever heard that at a youth sport though? Have you ever heard "you suck, ref" done at like a youth?
Oh yeah, I've heard parents screaming at refs that they suck and that they were terrible. Well, what a bad call!
No, you sat by me. Of course you did. Of course you did. You know, there's was that no me? Way. That, yeah.
So you heard the reflection of my voice.
I was about to say you were the one egging me on. Hey, and don't forget that call in the third. Yeah, and the call in the third.
You know that you've crossed a line though when you've been threatened to be thrown out. that definitely happened to me one time. So I was like, oh, you know, I got to check myself. I almost got thrown out. And remember they had to add like if you got thrown out, then there was a fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the club, the whole team, they were smart about the way they did it in California hockey. They were like, yeah, if this happens to you, you are banned. You can't come for like a month to the rink and see your kid play at all. And you immediately have to pay this fine, and the fine's levied against your club. So if you don't pay it right away, your whole club is going to be sanctioned.
I've never been thrown out. I've never been almost thrown out.
I see things really quietly.
I mean, I'm like, oh, you fucking people. I was like, that's all I do. It's like, but that's it. I don't like.
You remember we had a dad who was a police officer. He was in the management of the police association, and he got thrown out. So I remember. But you know, and he was like, oh, this is terrible. You know, for the last like month of the season, he just have to come drop his son off. You know,
if they could read minds, I would have been thrown out of every game I ever went to that watched my son. I think because I was constantly berating them in my mind, but I never saw the activation to the point where I'd start screaming things. I also, you know, I think there is a certain when parents are too involved, especially with the refs, that it does reflect upon the kids, and the kids don't the kids are embarrassed by the parents. I don't know what you guys think about that.
Yeah, for sure. Well, yeah, kids get embarrassed about their parents eventually.
Well, kids are embarrassed about their parents always, but I'm just saying, if there's a vocal representation that they can latch onto and say, that's what embarrassed me, I think it's even worse.
Yeah. Well, we've all, I don't know, all maybe not all people in all locales, but most people have seen some people where there's some behavior as adults where you're like, oh my God, like that poor kid, you know. You hope it's not you, that you never know. I think we all make mistakes.
I'm not saying that, you know, like everyone gets jumped up on something. I'm not even taking it out on people. Yeah. People with passion for the game are going to occasionally go off the rails. It's just, if you find yourself going off the rails all the time, I think that's when you notice, that you're making it more about yourself than you are about your kid. And that's when I think you're getting into troubled waters. But yes, of course, I'm not blaming anybody for yelling somebody or something. It happens.
This is kind of the point though, that, people that are refs will tell you that it's gotten bad. And because of that, a lot of refs that were good refs don't want to ref anymore. There's not enough money in it. So now what are we stuck with? Well, it's now turned into a thing where it's new people who haven't yet got burned out so we're losing all the experienced refs that you want to have, and they're being replaced with refs that are much less experienced and in a lot of cases, not very good at reffing yet. And so it's this cycle that we've gotten where we're making things worse. And it is us. It is the parents, Utah hockey people, because of our attitude, because there's not enough going into it and looking at it and saying, why are we so bent out of shape at this guy? It's honestly not personal.
Hey, like, Lance, do you have any of the solutions? I mean, I know you brought this topic up. I was wondering, did you have anything that you think would be, because obviously, like what Raleigh and I were talking about, finding the clubs and this stuff, it hasn't quite kicked in to the point where I think it's changed the attitudes. But what would you suggest, or do is that not part of the topic?
I there's two things here. One would be is like, if we want to tone the parents down, yeah, I think that they need to be tougher. And you know, I don't know that I believe that in a moment of weakness that you should be throwing out for a month, but maybe, you know, maybe more often throw them out of just that game, you know, if they're getting out of control. But the other side of it is that I think
so escalating, you know, consequences.
I just think the organizations, they need to do a better job maybe of training these guys, you know, maybe have them. You know,
let me ask you, Lance, let me describe what happened with that guy. And you tell me whether you think this was actually appropriate, because the devil's advocate part of this is that. So what happened was in this game, I don't remember the specifics of it, but this dad was yelling down onto the ice. And it wasn't anything that I haven't seen 100 times. I've heard way worse. You know, but this ref was looking for a fight. He was spoiling for a fight. He was more engaged with the parents in the stands than he was in watching the game, which is part of the problem. And so he was like, I'm taking no crap at all. Like, this attitude was exuding from him. And so he engaged with this dad, and they're having a shouting match where he's, I'm warning you right now, you know, and he's pointing at the guy, and we're just like, can we get this? Like, the other parents are just like, what is going on here? And funny thing is, after, so the game ended, after the game, he went to our team rep and said, who was that parent that I was chatting with? Because I'm going to write them up, and they're getting a ban. It's something along those lines. I wasn't there, but, you know, I just heard about this third hand. What do you think about that whole scenario?
I mean, I think, because here's the other side too, is like, where I think we got to take it easy on refs. I also think, honestly, I think if you're going to be a ref, then you need to have a thick skin. If a guy is being threatening, if a guy is using foul language, maybe, but if I'm just simply leaning over the boards and say, you suck, you're the worst ref I've ever seen, find another job, you're horrible, whatever, I mean, then don't be a ref, because that's the life of a referee. If I'm in there saying, I'm going to meet you after in the parking lot, and you better be ready, because I got a crowbar, and, you know what I mean, if you're threatening the guy, or you're using a bunch of F-bombs at a youth hockey game, then yeah, you should be thrown out. But just simply yelling at the guy, that's one of the things that actually, that's the other side of the coin that I can't stand it. Like you said, I've seen before where there's refs where somebody says something so whatever, and they have this reaction, which is just totally uncalled for, you know,
that's a bad call. Like, that is not an excuse to go to, you know, DEFCON 3.
Yeah, don't break the fourth wall over that.
Yeah, which is,
yeah, but I'm even thinking too, to be honest with you, if I get up and say, you know what, dude, you suck, that's still to me not a reason. Now, if I use the F word a few times and was disrupting the game, then that's a different story. But yeah, like what you just described for this guy, I've seen exactly what you've described.
I think we can establish some rules. You suck is okay. You suck balls. That's beginning to go over the line. You suck the balls of blank. That's when you've gone over the line. You know what I'm saying? Is when you've got three or four different descriptors in with the suck. I think after two or three, you have to go.
Well, so here's some things that just happened recently. this season. My son was in a game. He got into he hit a kid, I guess, and there was a got a penalty for it. And the mother of one of the kids, oh, by the way, this was a Canadian team. She went nuts. I wasn't there. I was just watching this on video. So, but I could hear like this person going bananas. She then like exits, goes down and tries to get into the penalty box with my kid. And I'm thinking, lady, this is not bright. Eventually, you know, the refs had to get involved and and throw her out and maybe her husband out. I don't know what the heck happened. And, you're thinking, yeah, I got paid like this guy's getting paid like $25 for this game. Like he's got to interject in that. And then my son was playing in a tournament this weekend and his team, a similar type of thing happened. Like a penalty occurred. Or I guess it was a fight. A couple of brothers that are on the team with my son were involved in this one game, and a fight broke out towards the end of the game. Again, the parents going nuts. The kids on my son's team were thrown out because of the fight, because it's automatic. As they're going out, the mother runs down into the into the area and is challenging them. The kid, apparently, according to my son, said, "Lady, you come down here, I'm gonna hit you." And then the husband was like, "You don't threaten my wife." And now the refs are chasing, having to chase out of the rink to try and like deal with this potential, assault that's going to occur. It's like, settle down, people. Like, if you go to a hockey game and you see your kid get hit real hard, and you can't deal with that, then you should not be having your kid play hockey. Like, I'm sorry. Let them take care of that. Why are you involved in that? Anyway.
There, I think a lot of crazy people are reaching it to the age of maturity where they can reproduce. In generations past, they didn't have that. They all would like kind of get siphoned off. But I think this is the age in which a lot of crazy people are making it to the age of maturity. And we are just beginning to reap the rewards of that. Perhaps that's too much of a too much of a genetic argument for what's going on, but that's what I'm thinking. I could be wrong.
No license required to
no, exactly.
Meanwhile, get a license if you want to go fish.
Yeah, exactly.
You want to fish out some bass, yeah. You gotta go get a license. But...
you wanna put your line in the water, you gotta train for that, buddy.
Yeah, you must be fully licensed.
But, yeah, exactly. Not
to have three or four children.
Gentlemen, I really did. I thought I was worried that this was gonna turn into a love fest for the refs because of the way Lance introduced it. I think it was much better than that, because I just don't have enough love for that, the representation of authority in hockey to spend an entire episode on this. But I think it was a well-balanced look at the way refs can either add or detract from the youth hockey experience. And I think both you gentlemen brought up good points that hopefully people out there in the listeners will enjoy.
Tip your ref.
And I'll be here all week.
They're here all weekend.
Tip your ref. So thank you all for listening. And remember, you can always get a hold of us at youthhockeypodcast@gmail.com. youthhockeypodcast@gmail.com. Rate the show. And if you use Coach in the byline or in the rating, I will be sending him another gold star. And he loves his, he's got a huge collection of them now. Everybody loves the Coach. Now. Yeah, everybody loves the Coach.
I'm not counting, but
no, come on. Just give the man his due. He's doing a great job and trying to entertain the hockey parents of America.
I feel we're like, we need some stars for Lance here. Yeah, and honestly,
Lance is beloved. Yeah, quietly beloved. Lance is beloved. I'm telling you, there are some fanatics out there that love Lance, but he's just quiet.
Of course, people. But I mean, yeah. I'm just saying, like the podcast would have been over about I don't know. Maybe 25 episodes ago, if you weren't keeping this three ring circus going. So
both of you,
I want to see some. Well, I'm sure you guys are. I don't even have the password for the account, so I don't know what
people. I'll give you the password offline.
I have the password, but Lance has got us locked out now.
I knew he'd do that if I gave him the chance. Oh my God, Lance, you're such a conniver.
No, it's the same old password that we've always had.
I know, but the problem is you've set it up now so that you have to you've got two-factor authentication going. So you have to.
Yeah, we
got to
get rid of that. How do we get rid of that, Randy?
I don't know.
This is a scary insight for anyone that's listening.
Yeah, if anybody in the Youth Hockey Podcast would like to come on, fulfill the technical duties of coach or show technical advisor, please let us know.
I know what the problem is, but I am not going to be able to fix it. So
okay,
right. they can call me, right? And I'll just
that sounds like most problems in life, right there, Dave. Anyway, this
has nothing to do with hockey, but great little series I watched recently called The It Crowd. It was like an English sitcom. It's very funny episodes in there since we're bringing up IT.
Well, I liked your Shoresy recommendation. That was funny as hell.
Yeah, so, that was the other thing. We talked about reffing, and I was like, hey, if you want to see like how
the best ref,
you want to see a ref who really has it down, watch some Shoresy episodes.
There you go.
It's on Hulu, people, if you would like to, you know, it's very in, it's an, a very much hockey in joke, was based on Letterkenny. It's the same, it's a character from Letterkenny, and it's about basically this guy who's, who's playing in the worst, like adult semi-pro league that exists. What do they call it? The no show. And he, and in spare time, he refs, and to watch, and he's refing like high school, and just watching his interactions with the high school players. Like, this is a guy who's, yeah, they're chirping him and he's chirping them back.
He is peak ref is what he is. He's one of the best refs you'll ever had. Well, thank you for listening. And we will catch you up on Shoresy reruns next episode. Thank you all out there in the community. And we'll see you at episode 37.
Remember to visit Gabe Gifford Hockey. The link is in the description and the webpage below.